Now, an important call of Cthulhu Mystery Program Bulletin. Joining us in the WIS studio is none other than the Stygian series showrunner, Catherine Blackard.
Well, hello, folks. It's been more than a minute since you've heard from us. And I am terribly sorry about that. In these strange times, we've been locked in sinister battles, fighting for a brighter future. One rife with mystery program releases. I'm pleased to say that there's many a writhing thing on the horizon. And yes, one of them is the much-belated Series 3, Night at Howling House. At this point, after all the unforeseen chaos of the past couple years, I'm working very hard to ensure that my mouth doesn't write checks that it can't cash. So I'm going to abstain from proclaiming a release date until I have finished episodes in hand and we are ready for the big push. You'll hear from me sooner than later on that subject. At the moment when the bloodletting is done and the sigils are all drawn and we have precise calculations of the time when the stars are right. But not a moment sooner. In the meantime, however, you may have noticed that the spooky season is upon us. And so we've got some festivities in store. For starters, at this very moment, in this very feed, you'll find a newly rendered edition of Series 1, The Black Birth. You know, a lot has changed since we published the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program as a part of the Nerdy Show Network, so we've updated these old 2015 episodes to be a bit more timeless, with newly revised and re-recorded framing segments. Also, the audio's a bit sharper, especially Episode 8, the series finale. You see, over the years, we have heard your woeful pleas that the final battle sound design is just a bit too chaotic. So our sound designer, Colin Peterson, has gone in and given that episode an all-new mix. We will be similarly updating Series 2, The Terrible Secret of Lot X, shortly. Now, if you're the audio historian type, I understand your concerns. Never fear. The original Nerdy Show Network releases of Mystery Program have been preserved over on our Patreon. And, in fact, if you've been wondering what's been going on behind the scenes during these quiet months, our patrons are well informed. They're seeing and hearing all the behind-the-scenes development of this and other Omniverse programs. And you can join them in their generous support to bring future Mystery Programs to light over at patreon.com/omniversemedia. That most holy shrine of audio drama is also where you'll find all new episodes of Cthulhu Cthomentary. Cthomentary, if you haven't caught the word or heard the preview episode in this feed, is a Patreon-exclusive show where we provide episode-by-episode commentary on the series, exploring all the sinister secrets behind the making of Mystery Program. But sometimes we also explore other Lovecraftian media. For instance, our keeper Luke Stram and I did an episode on the 2019 film adaptation of The Color Out of Space. And here comes the all-new part. All October long, we're going to be releasing new journeys into filmic fright as we watch the classic Lovecraftian films From Beyond, Reanimator, Bride of Reanimator, and In the Mouth of Madness. Again, that's patreon.com/omniversemedia. Initiates get access to all our Patreon-exclusive podcast content, which also includes two truly unique RPG audio dramas that we've created in the past year, all of which happen to star Mystery Program alumni. These are the limited series Kate Was Here and The Extermination. These shows are, and I can't overstate this enough, truly life-shakingly powerful experiments in how deep the tabletop role-playing experience can go. Players take on the roles of normal people in the modern world, as Game Master Doug Banks thrusts these unsuspecting individuals into reality-shattering circumstances. In Kate Was Here, I play a teen journalist investigating mysterious happenings in a town plagued by corporate interests and gang warfare. And in The Extermination, two completely separate stories collide, as Jared Pope plays a vampire LARPer on a vacation in the mountains, and John Sebastian Laval plays a war veteran looking for his missing wife. But you know, life never goes the way you expect. And these unsuspecting people's grounded lives and ongoing journeys are about to be completely turned upside down. These surprise RPGs, as we call them, have been one of the most wonderful escapes to come from these dark days. I hope you'll join us. And very much speaking of joining us, for those of you in Florida or nearby, I'm shocked to say there's going to be a convention appearance. I'm a guest at the Haunt and Horror Convention Phantasm, that's F-A-N, in our hometown, Orlando, Florida, from Friday, October 1st to Sunday, October 3rd. They've got a slew of amazing guests from the world of horror, such as Tom Atkins, Bai Ling, Diane Franklin, Nick Castle, Mimi Craven, and many, many, many more. Most of the days, I'll be hanging out at a booth on the convention floor. Just look for the big Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program sign. But also, I'm doing a slew of panels, including one on the subject of this very show, where I'll be joined by Keeper Luke Stram and the man, the legend, the Hobo King, John Sebastian Laval. That's the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, Tabletop Terror and Transforming Lovecraft, Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. But you can also find me on Friday at 5 p.m. as a part of the horror and comedy panel. Then on 3 p.m. on Saturday, I'm on part one of the horror authors panel, as well as the 5 p.m. panel, where I'll join others in discussing one of my favorite subjects, shifters, werefolk, and skin changers, what lies beneath the surface. Finally, I'll be a part of the panel discussing folklore and true stories at 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can find tickets, schedules, and more at phantasmorlando.net, and we'll post this panel schedule and my booth number up on all our social media, at Cthulhu Mystery and at Omniverse Media on Twitter and Facebook, and of course, my personal socials as well. Just search Cat Blackard. You can't miss me. Or if you do miss me, you can very easily find me. Now, that's it for updates at the moment. There is, of course, more to come. But one last thing, though, if you haven't yet, you should come chat with us over on our bustling Discord community at omniverse.media/discord. We've got spooky stories, food photos, in-depth tabletop discussion with our resident game masters, amazing nerdy and queer camaraderie, and a lot more. There's no silver key required, just waltz on into our dreamlands. It's a delightful place. Much more to come, darlings. And remember, there is such thing as a clever.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.